Mike, whatever happened to the Pro Set? You used to run it back in New Orleans. All the West Coast guys used to use it. Now it's like disappeared from the NFL.
Pro Set. What do you, I mean, two backs. Yeah. It's
out of favor.
Well, if you think about it, I'm two backs on the field as opposed to a third wide receiver, and so definitely the tight end, the versatility the tight end gives you, not only on offense but special teams. I think that's definitely part of it. Frankly, I think we might be one of the few or only teams that had two fullbacks on its roster. So I still believe in it. It's been productive for us. You know, John Kuhn's gone to the Pro Bowl, you know, twice now, and really running the football, you know, three receivers and two backs has been a good personnel group for us. So it's still part of what we do, but it's just not the starting point. You look at the NFL, it's a 75-80% sub personnel as far as an extra DB or an extra receiver on the field. That's the way the game's being played.
You mentioned a tight end in that answer there, and I know you like to threaten the middle of the field. When you get the right tight end, whoever he may be, what does it do for an offense?
Well, a real smart coach once told me the fastest way to end zones is down the middle of the field, and I've always believed that. I think that's definitely a starting point when you throw the football, whether you're taking three steps, five steps, or if you're in a play action, or if you're moving a quarterback. So, you know, big people, whether it's a tight end or a Jordy Nelson, I think when you look at Jordy Nelson's production through his career, when he went into a slot, he became a totally different player, and we were able to utilize all his skills. So attacking the middle of the field is huge, and the tight ends obviously give you that versatility, and particularly if you could have a tight end that's a three-down player and that it could really also be an on-the-line player. So we really haven't had an on-the-line tight end since probably Bubba Franks in my time here. We've gone more to the move, more athletic tight end. So attacking the middle field from the tight end position is definitely a priority if you want to be a good passing team.
Coach Richard Rodgers, in his last season in college, he dropped 20 pounds that year, ended up having the best production. Any consideration you might go back to that with him?
Well, I mean, he doesn't need to lose 20 pounds. I mean, that's definitely not the case. But we have an outstanding, support group. I'm talking about the strength conditioning, our nutrition has done a phenomenal job with our players, and obviously the training room is part of that. So, the body compositions, all those things are part of the job responsibility of our players as part of the evaluation process. So, Richard and all the players, so you're always looking at those types of things. But I'm not going to get in any player specific weight.
Mike, you're going to continue the play calling. Is it going to be a lot like it was 2 years ago? Are there certain things that you may change a little bit in your time and thinking about that whole process?
Gosh, you'd have told me my undershirt was showing. That's not cool.
Sorry.
Yeah, the play calling will really go the way we ended the season. That's what it's going to look like. So, we got new coaches on offense, so. We have job responsibilities set, but we'll work through those. And having five preseason games will give us a chance to get the new guys acclimated and our communication network and so forth. But yes, I mean the play calling will be what it was the first 9 years.
Rutkowski is a guy who is going into his second year. Hope you make that jump. And he was obviously used on special teams. What do you see his role being this coming year?
Well, I'd like to see Rip take a big step with the offense. So, I mean, he needs to get the details down. I thought he was a good special teams player for us, and he definitely can be one of our core players. So, for a fullback with his size and just the way he's built, he did a really good job with open field tackling. So, I was impressed with a number of things that he did. So, and ability to be on the punt team and just become that core guy on special teams, but also compete with John Kuhn to play more on offense.
The way Janice and Rodarius produced late in the season, what do you think that does for their confidence, if you will, and how deep does it make that group? How competitive does it make that position?
Confidence may be the key component to this whole thing. I mean, when you see players take that step in confidence, obviously their production and their performance increases. So I think both those guys will benefit greatly from their opportunity in the playoff games and more importantly, apply it to their offseason. So not only confidence in themselves, but the confidence that their teammates have in them and the confidence to try to continue to create that opportunity again in the future. So, I mean, hey, you can never have enough good players. You always want the competition to be as high as it possibly can. And when young players step up like that, you know, that's definitely the case.
There seems to be a lot of depth at the defensive line, linebacker position here at the combine. Does that make scouting that position more difficult, or does it make it easier to do it when there is a lot of guys that are good at the position?
No, those are great situations to be in. I think anytime you have a high number of any position, I think it creates an opportunity to do more comparables, and not only to each other in this year's class, but obviously to individuals that have come through in the past. So big men are so important to this game, and hopefully we can get three or four of those guys.
Jordy, you made those flag post routes look so easy, where you had big games, big explosive games for touchdowns. I know you tried a couple times this year with James Jones, with Jeff Janis, and wasn't successful. What does Jordy do differently than those guys that makes it look so easy?
I mean, Jordy Nelson's a great route runner. I mean, a great route runner. So, I mean, he understands, not only the time clock, but, weight distribution, the timing of flipping the DB's hips and so forth. So, and he can run. I mean, he's got more speed than people think. So, Jordy's very patient. He's very detailed. He's an excellent pro as far as the film study and having really being in tune with who he's playing against each and every week.
You're always looking for a guy to make the jump from year one to year two, and you mentioned he took a huge jump. Demaryius Randall, Quentin Rollins, another guy. Who are you looking at this year?
Oh, you want them all too. I mean, definitely want them all. And Demaryius, he may have an opportunity to play nickel, and Quentin's going. That's going to be a very competitive secondary group. And we have some young guys that, that from the practice squad that'll have an opportunity to make that jump. So that second year is so important. I can't say enough. I think it tells you a lot about your players. And it really is something that if you look at it, the trajectory that they're on in their career, that's a key point to, whether they need to pick it up or, they need to continue to move on. Because if guys that flatline or take a step back in their second year, I think history will speak well to that fact. It's not a positive, situation to be in.
Mike, in the two late games against Arizona, you got to see how the Cardinals used Deion Buchanan as kind of a hybrid safety role. And what do you think of that kind of emergence in the NFL, and whether there might be room for that on the Packers?
I mean, Buchanan's a linebacker based on all the video I've seen. I mean, I understand his body type, and he has that, that skill set to maybe go play safety. But I tell you, he's a lot stronger than I think people think. I know when you play against him the first time, it's something that, you got to be ready for. He comes downhill right now. He packs a good punch. And obviously he has the versatility and the range, to play sideline to sideline. So, excellent player.
Like you said, he's